All right, Daf Mem Beis. Wednesday is Daf. We're at the top of the Yom and at the Mishnah Zok. The Mishnah Hamafkid Mois Eitzel Chaveray. Somebody gives somebody else money as a pikadon, Sroran, and the guy who gave it to him, he either bundled up the money v'hefshilin la'churav, and he took that bundled up money and he threw it over his back like a backpack. Oh, yishemasrav libnai ulabita hektanim, or he gave it over to his family member v'nal b'fenehem shalei karoi, and it wasn't a good enough kind of a locking of a door. So chayev. Why shalei shimer kederach hashomer? Both the case of v'hefshilin la'churav and the case of giving them to the Bita Ketanim and Nal B'Fneim Shalei Karoi are considered weak Shmirais. However, Vim Shimer Kederach HaShomerim Potter, as long as you watch the money properly, then you will now be Potter if something happens to the money afterwards. So this mission is talking about a Shomer Chinam, which is Potter for Gneva V'Aveda, provided you weren't Pesheah. Had you been a Shomer Socher, then you have a higher level of Shmira and you would not be Potter. Frek the Gemara Bishlam Akulu, I understand why the Shomer is going to be Chayev in the Mishnah Shalei Shimer Kederach HaShomerim, because he was Pesheah. Elot Tzror and V'Fshilin L'Achurav, but that very first case in the Mishnah that he bundled up the money in the Suder and he threw it behind his back. So what did he do wrong? Mahavleila Mavid Lachair, that was a good Shmira. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yitzchok, it wasn't a good enough Shmira. Damar Krav, it's Tzarta HaKesef Biyadcha, that we say by the Pasuk of Maaser Sheni that when you take the money to your Shalayim, you have to actually have it in your hand. Afal Pi Shitzrur, and even though the money's bundled up, Yihu Biyadcha, you still have to have it in your hand. You have to have an extra level of Shmira when it comes to the money. Taisus HaRash says, of course, it's Lav Dafka, the Yihu Biyadcha. You don't have to actually have it physically in your hand, but you have to have an extra Shmira, but you have to have an extra level of Shmira to know where it is at all times. And now, once we mentioned Rav Yitzchok, we have some other members from Rav Yitzchok. Omer Rav Yitzchok, you should always have a little bit of liquid cash on hand. Shenamar tzarta hakesef biyodcha. The Omer Rav Yitzchok, leilam yashlish adam es ma'isav. Should divide your money into three different kinds of investments: shlish bakarka, vishlish prakmatia, vishlish tachas yodai. And the Marsha explains how these three things are not surefire investments, but at the same time they're low risk, and by having these three things is the best way to safeguard your money. The Omer Rav Yitzchok, ein habracha mitzuya ella bedavar hasamui min ha'ayin shenamri yitzav Hashem itcha es habracha ba'asamecha. This is the famous member from Rav Yitzchok, and then now a very similar idea: the Tana Dvar Bishmal, ein habracha mitzuya ella bedavar shein ha'ayin shelet esbay shenamri yitzav Hashem itcha es habracha ba'asamecha. So what's the difference between Samui Min Ha'ayin and Ein Ha'ayin Shailetas Bay? So the Ben Yehoyada says, and Ein a dover that Samui Min Ha'ayin is something where you might intellectually know, but you can't see. So you don't really know for sure. Whereas Ein Ha'ayin Shailetas Bay is it's not seen at all, meaning you have no idea what's there. Different levels of your lack of knowledge of that thing. Rav Zilberstein in the Cheshuke Chemet has a fascinating question of whether or not it is correct or incorrect for a woman to get an ultrasound with her pregnancy. Because one might argue, Ein Ha'bracha Shailetas Dover Samui Min Ha'ayin, it's better not to know. And he brings from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and basically he comes out that no matter what you do, if a person wants to be a maimon and not find out, that's fine. And a person does want to do the minig ha'olam to listen to the doctors and find out, that's also fine. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, ha'olich lamed es grainai, someone who's going to measure how much grain is in his gairen omer, yihi ratzin milfanecha Hashem, tishlach bracha b'masi yadenu, can make such a bracha. The Ritva, by the way, says this bracha is done with shame and malchus. But it should be noted that according to the Ramban, this bracha is only because you're going to the gairen to be mekayim your mitzvahs or trumas and maisers. It's not stam a guy who's going to count, but he's on his way to do that mitzvah. That's when he makes such a bracha. Hischa lamed, once he measures the grain, again, measuring it for the purpose of this mitzvah, according to the Ramban, Omer, he says, Baruch HaShaleach Bracha B'Kriyazeh, because now it's in the Hoive, because he's already in the process of measuring. Modad, once he completes the measuring, V'Achar Kach Beruch, then HaRez HaTfil HaShav, because at that point, it's too late. You'll be counting on a Nes Nigla to change how much grain you have. L'fishayin HaBracha Metzuya, Lo'i B'Dover HaShokol, V'Lo'i B'Dover HaModad, V'Lo'i B'Dover HaMonui, Ela B'Dover HaSomui Min Ha'ayin, Shnemar Yitzav HaShem Itcha, Es HaBracha Ba'asam Mecha. Omer Shmuel, getting back to Hilcha Shemrim. Safim Ein Lahem Shmira Ela B'Karka. The only way to watch your money is to bury it in the ground. What is Shmuel coming to say? Is he coming to argue with our Mishnah, or is he coming to explain our Mishnah? The Rishayim all bring from the Rimi Bar Tzulaini that Shmuel was not coming to argue with our Mishnah, but rather Shmuel was reflecting at his time that was the right thing to do. But that's not a hard rule that it's always how you have to watch money. But B'shas when Shmuel lived, the best way to watch money is to put it into the ground. Amar Rava, Umaydi Shmuel be'erev Shabbos ben Hashmashus, and Shmuel's maskim that if you're given money on Erev Shabbos right before ben Hashmashus, and the Rosh speaks out, we can't be talking about mamish right before ben Hashmashus. It has to be enough time to be able to do things. There's problems of muktzah, of digging, but lamaisa, if you're given close to Shabbos, deloya trechuhu rabbanan, that we didn't want to have you, that even Shmuel would be masking, you're not mechuyif to be worried about digging a hole right before Shabbos. The isha lamatzoy Shabbos, and if he waits till after Shabbos is over, shir lamikbarinhu, it's the amount of time it takes to bury the money, v'loy kvar rinhu, and he still didn't bury the money then at that point, mechayev, he'd be chayev for any kind of genevis that happened afterwards, because at that point there's a pshia involved. The itzur from Mirabanan, but if the mafkid was a tzur from Mirabanan, which we usually translate as a Talmud Chacham, in Sover, then the Shimer could justify himself by not digging the hole by saying, Dilma mi boy le zuzi le avdalta. Maybe this tzur from Mirabanan wants to use this money to buy wine for Havdalah. Now, of course, everybody's chayv to make Havdalah. Why is the tzur from Mirabanan special? And Rashi says this guy is chorad al mitzvah Havdalah to do it al akais. He wanted to do the mitzvah with wine, which is more expensive than not everybody was able to afford, and that's why maybe he shouldn't bury the money. But now that there are so many ganovim who are using these tools to hit the ground to see if there's actually a hollow space underneath the ground where people are going to be hiding things, the only place to hide money is actually hidden in beams. Don't hide it in the ground. But now you actually have ganovim who are breaking roofs. The only way to hide money is between the rows of bricks and the wall. And Shmuel's masking taka that you could keep the money hidden in the wall. But now you've got these different kinds of sophisticated ganovim tapping on the walls to find out where there's hollow space. In these kinds of areas where there won't be any hollow space in there, and therefore the ganovim can't find it at all, that's the safest place to hide the money. Very important discussion in this long Taisvis over here about what kind of a shomer is Shmuel talking about. Because Taisvis says, a shomer sachar, who is chayav for gneva, but he can't possibly be chayav for a true einus. The guy buries it 100 feet down into the ground. What do you want from his life? He's doing everything he can. He's a true einus. And don't tell me to loy plug that a shomer sachar is going to be chayav for all kinds of gnevas, because it's not true. You see by list of mezuyin that a shomer sachar is putter for it. Taisvis wants to say that the shomer sachar here would be putter. Pretty much all the other rishonim argue with Taisvis and say, no, by a shomer sachar, you are chayav for all gnevas. I list mezuyin. Okay, that one's special. But Shmuel is even talking about a shomer sachar. We learned in the Mishnah in Pesachim. We get a little bit of Inyan Adiyama. Chametz shenafla alav mapilus. Let's say the wall collapses over some chametz. Harei zeh kemivur. We look at this chametz as if it's out of the rishus of the bialim, and therefore there's no iser bal yeroi. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, kol she'ena kelev yachal chapes acharav. The dog can't get to it. That's when it's going to be considered out of your rishus v'tana. And we learned about this member from Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Kama chafisas hakelev. How far does that go down? Gimel tvachim. So hachamai, what's going to be the halacha lagabe being shomer somebody's cash? Me being in shleish. Does it have the same kind of chumra as chametz or not? Amar Leir of Ashi says back to Rav Acha. Hasam mishum reicha bein gimel tefachim. By the Mishnah about chametz, you require 3 tefachim because otherwise the dog can smell it and it'll dig it up. But hacham mishum ikasuye meena. Here it's all about hiding it from sight of ganavim. So lebein gimel tefachim. As long as it's under the ground, you don't need to have all the way down. So the comment, how much taka do you need? Amar Afra misichra tefach. As long as you have 1 tefach, you have now done a proper shmira. Ahu gavra de afkezuzah gabechavre. Somebody gave money to somebody else to watch. And the Shemer put it in this Shvacha circular teepee style hut. The money got stolen. Even though Klape Ganovim, this would actually be a proper Shmira. It's not normal to have money there. The Ganovim wouldn't expect it to be there. But Linyan Nura, because it is flammable, these kinds of huts, and this would have Lechaira gotten potentially burned up in a fire, Shiusi, this is considered a Pshia, and Havit Chilosim B'Pshia, Vesefa B'Ainus is Chayiv. And Taisus here, Lishitasai, points out that we're talking about because the Ainus of the Geneva is a direct result of the Pshia that you put it in such a hut. As we mentioned a few days ago when we talked about Tchilas and Pshia, Vesefa B'Ainus, that it is a Machalegis Rishayim, whether or not does that Ainus have to be Neveh from your Pshia to apply this rule. Yikid De'amri, and there are those that say that Rabbi Yosef said, Afal Gav, Delinyan Nura Pshiusi, even though there is a Pshia Klape the fire, but Linyan Ganve, Nitirusi, it still is a proper Shmira. Next story. He said to the Shomer, give me my money I gave to you. The Shomer says, sorry, I remember I put it somewhere, but I just can't remember where I put it. So also look at me to Rava, and Amrle Rava said back, whenever a Shomer says, I don't know, that's considered a Pshia, and therefore Zilshlim, you have to go pay. Based on this Gemara, Rav Pinchas Gross wanted to explain Kayin's response to Hashem of Hashemer Ochi Anaychi. Once Kayin said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he didn't know where Hevel was, why does he need to follow up and say he's not a Shomer? But based on this Gemara, he's saying, I'm not a Shomer. See, if I was a Shomer, Kol Yodana would be a Pshiusa. But I'm not a Shomer either. Hashemer Ochi Anaychi, and therefore I'm not responsible for not even knowing where he is. Nice pshat. Next story. Hahu Gavr Daf Gezuzi Gabichavre. Ashlaminhu Li'ime. The Shomer gave it to his mother to watch. Ve'isvinhu Bekart Lisa. And the mother put it into some kind of box. Ve'ignov, and it got stolen from there. Omar Rava. Heichini Dainu Daini L'Haidina. How should we judge this? If we tell the Shomer to go and pay, and as Rashi explains, we're talking about a Shomer Chinam, who is Shomer Shemoser L'Shomer, which is therefore Chayiv. Omar, turning over to Amud Beis, Kol HaMafkid Al Das Ishto Yubanav Hu Mafkid. there was no shemer shemosel l'shemer here because anybody who gives something to a shemer is doing it al das his ishto yabanov. And if we're going to taina, well, let's have the mother go pay because she was pesheah because she didn't bury the money, she just put it into a box. Amar shikat taina loyamer lidalavdi day ninhu. My son didn't tell me these weren't his. I thought this were his money, dak barinu, that I should therefore know to bury them. So namele, and if we tell the shemer, amale amrela, why did you tell your mother that the coins weren't yours, that they were a pikadain? Amrela hikat taina because kol shekain dechin amina la didin ninhu tfeim is daharnabahu. I thought I was making a good cheshbon by not telling my mother that these were a pikadain. She would do a better job of taking care of her little boy's money because she cares more about her son than somebody else, right, Ma? So we're kind of stuck here. Say, Alam Rava, Mishtaba Ihu, the Shimer makes a Shvua, Dehanu Zuzi Ashlim, Hu Leime, that he gave that money to his mother, who Mishtaba Ime, and the mother makes a Shvua, Dehanu Zuzi Isvinu, Bakart Lisa, Vignov, that she put them into the box and they got stolen. So everybody makes their respective Shvua, Supater, and then therefore the Shimer will be off the hook. Next story. Hahu apatrepa di Yasmi. We have an apatrepas of Yasimim. Dezavin Hutairili Yasmi, that he bought a shor for these Yasimim. Umasre Lavakra, and he gave it to the Vakra, that's the guy in charge of the pack of oxen, a herdsman. This poor ox did not have any teeth in which to eat, umis, and therefore it died. So now we have a problem. So now we have a question. Who has to pay for this? How should we done here? If we tell the apotropos to go and pay these yisaimim, after all, that was his job to take care of this thing for the yisaimim. Look, I gave it over to the vakra. So it was his problem to check that this ox wasn't eating anything. And if you want to tell me, let's go to the Vakra and give him a hard time to make him pay the assignment. Omer Hikataina, Anabahadi Ture Okimte. I put the ox together with the other oxen. And Uchlashadaile. And I threw food to it. So Lahavia didn't Lechl. I didn't know that it wasn't eating. I did my job, in other words. That's what the Vakra says. So Mechti, let's figure this out. Bakra Shimer Sakhar Diyasmi Havi. The Bakra is paid by the assignment. So he's a Shimer Sakhar. So Iboy Lele Yune. Therefore, he should have a higher standard. He should check to see that the ox is eating. And since he didn't make sure the ox was eating, he should be Mukhav to pay back the assignment. So Gemara says, Ikapseda Diyasmi. If there would have been an actual lost to the Yisayimim Sachinami, you're telling me then he would be a Shemer Sachar and the Vakra would be Chayef. Aber Rechav Mayaskin and Delek Apseda de Yasmi. Tashkachuhu Lamari de Tura. They found the previous owner of the ox, Veshokol Yasmi Zuzi Minei. And since the sale wasn't really a good sale because it's a Mekach Tais from the original sale, from the original seller, the Yisayimim took back their money from that original Meicher. So since they didn't suffer any kind of loss, now Elaman Katoin. Who's now demanding any kind of payment if there was a Mekach Tais? Mari de Tura Katoin. You want to tell me it's the original owner of the ox, who's now tining that the apotropos should pay him, that Iboy Leila Aduan, that he should have told me that the animal had no teeth. So now the original seller is tining on the apotropos, he should get paid. Now, my di Anlay, what should this apotropos have told him? May the Yoda de Mekach Tois have? L'chaira, the original seller knew it was a Mekach Tois. He must have known that his own ox had no teeth. But that's not really true because Bisaf Siro, we're talking about a middleman. So this seller is not really the owner, but rather just a middleman. And since the middleman is not going to be inspecting teeth of all these animals, he wouldn't know that in the first place. So Hilkach Zok Rami Brachama, what's going to be the bottom line? Mishtabi Yehuda Lo Yavayoda. The owner says he didn't know the ox was toothless. Umishalim Bakra Dmei Basar Bazil. And the Bakra gets to pay for the cheaper value of the meat, which is 2/3 of its value, back to the owner. That's the bottom line of the halacha. One more story. Somebody gave hops that you make beer with to his chavert as a pikadain. The Shimer had his own pile of hops. So Amar Leila Sarse, while he was pointing out his own pile of hops, the Shimer told his own worker, or his own shamus, Mehai Rami, take from this pile of hops and brew some beer. Ozel Rama Me'iduch. So his helper went and took the wrong hops. In other words, he took from the Mafkid's hops and put it into the beer. Omer of Amram, Hechini Dainu Daini Lantina, how should we done this case? Name a Leila Didei Zil Shlem. If we want to tell the Shimer to go and pay Omer, he'll say, Ano Amri Leila Mehai Rami, I told my guy to take it from the right pile. I told him to take from my hops. I never told him to take from the Mafkid's hops. So name a Leila Sarse Zil Shlem. And now you want to tell me, all right, so maybe this guy who messed up, he's the one, the Sarse, he should go ahead and pay for it. Omer, he'll say, Loy Omer Lee Mehai Rami. He never said, take from this, Mehai Loy Termi. He wasn't clear. He didn't say, I should dafka not take from that other pile. Now we qualify this. Vida Shah Shir Dasuile, if the Sarse took a long time, Veloy Isolate, and still didn't bring that amount of the amount of expected time, he didn't bring those hops, Goliya Daiti Denichle. Must be the Shimer knew that the Sarse was taking his extra time because he was taking from the Mafkid's hops, and he didn't speak up about it. Must be he was masking. To which the Gemara says, okay, but Elisha, it didn't take any extra time, and therefore there's no clarity in whose hops he was taking. So Seif Seif Mop Seidika. But bottom line, who cares? You took these hops, you made beer. Welcome Starshilade. Now the beer is worth more than the original hops anyway. So just, you can easily swap this back. So who cares? What's the big hezek here? So Amar of Sama Bered Rava, Tavi Shechra Chala. We're talking about where the beer became chala, became vinegar. It's spoiled. And now we have a real hefset here. Ravashi Amar, a different idea. Bekise, we're talking about where they were mixed with thorns and they don't do as good of a job of becoming beer. Moving over to Medalef, Umeshalem Laid to make kisi, and therefore the Shimer has to pay the Bilem the value of that inferior hops that are mixed with these kisi, mixed with these thorns. So that difference in cost is what he's going to be mechayev to pay as a result of the Sarsay's mess up. And we'll pick it up with the Mishnah, Mirtzei Hashem, tomorrow.